This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Solo. Welcome to The Single Life, where we delve into everything to do with being fun, fabulous, and single in this fast-paced world.
And welcome to The Single Life for another Tuesday evening at 10 p.m. this week instead of the normal 11 p.m. Very exciting. I'm Michelle de Klerk. We've got Johnny.
Hello. I'm not saying hola. I'm not saying it anymore.
Perfect, don't, because it's got nothing to do with the show and you haven't even been there.
It's not even relevant.
I know. Moving on. And we've got a special guest in this evening because we've kicked out Tanya and Tim.
Yay.
We've got Brett.
Yay.
The
Hi, guys. How you going?
Great. I love it that you're from The Affair and we're The Single Life.
Is this now The Single Life Affair?
Oh.
I can see some synergies here.
Well,
some sexy synergies.
Well, after Michelle did such a fabulous guest spot on our holiday affair.
Oh, yeah, that was a couple of weeks ago.
She did take control of the mic for a moment, though. Does she ever do that on this show?
Frequently. All the time. She just loves the thing.
Life.
I tell you what, there is so much lipstick on that microphone, and it's not from Dolly either.
Really?
I've got to say, yes.
I have to say, I'm very excited with your new time slot, guys. 10 p.m.
We all are. We all are. I can actually have some energy now. I don't have to go to bed straight away after.
It's very hard to come down after a radio show.
I know, and 11 p.m. till 12 midnight, and then you got to rush home, and then it's like, I'll be up for work the next day.
Oh, my goodness.
Who could be bothered? That's boring anyway.
It is.
It
boring.
Is pretty dull.
So tonight, we're talking about some fun things. Unhealthy obsessions.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, fantastic.
I'm sure we've all got some unhealthy obsessions. And we're also going to talk about blockages.
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 Do you mean like cock blockages?
Oh, no.
Or do you mean the well, problems?
And not blockages the other way as well.
Right.
Like,
do we have a PG rating at the start of this show?
Oh, no.
No.
No,
no, no. We can talk about whatever. You people are taking this to where I don't want it to go. so let's move on.
John's been dying for it, though.
I was just going to mention the blockages that we had here in the Joy 94.9 studio toilets the other week.
This is not what this show's about. You're taking it to a whole new level.
I'd like to take this time to say a big thank you to Dolly Diamond and the Hell in the Handbasket show. That was quite magnificent for
it
their
was
premiere.
Fabulous. Yes. That was so fabulous.
And you know what I was amazed with? Dolly's full head of full face of makeup, the outfit.
The lighting.
We had lighting. We had like a cast of thousands in here a moment ago, didn't we?
We did.
And I can't believe they got that whole set out in like 2 minutes flat.
I know, they've done that before, haven't they?
They're definitely not virgins.
She was very fabulous, very glamorous, wasn't she? God, not like ourselves.
I was going to say, look, I bothered wearing a jacket tonight, and Michelle's got on...
It's radio. No one can see.
It's a very beautiful, would we call it a mohair? What
dead
would we
cat,
call that?
Maybe.
Oh, that's a bit mean.
Dead cat.
I wouldn't say dead cat.
And tracksuit pants.
Let's just say it looks very comfortable.
I'm from Frankston. Leave me alone. Leave me alone.
You're posh. You're from up on the hill.
Let's talk about this show, not about me. Not about me. Moving on.
Oh my goodness.
Johnny, what have you been up to? Let's catch up on what your news is for the week.
Well, let me tell you, I have had such a romantic weekend, can I say?
I loved Johnny so much.
Oh, sorry. Hi, John.
Well, I just had a bit of a romantic inkling for my boyfriend, Pete. And I went through and did this thing called a love lock. I don't know if you guys have heard of what a love lock is.
Yes.
Is that some sort of thing to do with leather?
No. It's basically what you do is you get a padlock
and
you stick it on something.
Oh, this is like The Bridge in Paris.
Yes.
Now, we've all seen that film.
Mm-hmm. And it's now in Melbourne.
It's on the Yarra footbridge.
Did we have to
check
steal something from Paris? Is it nice, John? Is it nice?
I spray painted it. It's red.
The lock keep he's talking about. Yeah, not the bridge. Sorry. Not the bridge.
We would like to not promote tagging on the single life.
Yeah, I definitely spray painted the lock and a bit of myself, but not the bridge.
Oh.
So, yeah, it was really nice, I think.
You're really gaga for Pete, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm a bit over the top, I think.
Oh, that's really sweet.
Yeah, you know, it's important to go out there and do stupid things and show, you know, signs
the world
of affection. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Of course, there were some tourists taking photos of us as we were sticking the lock on the bridge, which is all a bit embarrassing.
But the whole thing is to put the lock on and then to throw away the key, and that's supposed to be your love forever. Locked
yeah,
in,
correct.
Light. And we tossed it into the Yarra, which I suppose that is not that good, but we kind of did do that.
Goodness. We don't condone littering
parts
either
Victoria
on this show.
Onto you. Goodness.
Great.
Sorry,
great.
City of Melbourne. I'm very sorry.
And what else is? I hear that Pete's moving down permanently.
Well, he actually has relocated. So Pete is now away from that place called Adelaide. I don't want to use too many adjectives there before the word Adelaide, because we could have some Adelaide listeners.
You mean Radelaide?
Radelaide, yep. The
Satellite.
City of Churches.
The City of Churches.
The city of Vegans as well. There are a lot of vegans in Adelaide. I don't know why.
Yet another reason Michelle and I won't be going to Adelaide anytime soon. Thankfully, it has the Barossa, which
the
is
Barossa.
Quite good.
I do like the Barossa.
Isn't it?
It's got, you know, some good
stuff. It's got Maggie's beer.
Yeah, I love Maggie beer.
Maggie beer is beautiful, isn't
she?
She
does the ice cream. I love that.
She does, yes.
I get into that. Mm-mm.
Yes. I've just noticed Michelle's microphone is incredibly high. It's like the Eiffel Tower.
I am a tall person.
I'm just waiting for
it's
someone
so
to...
funny.
I'm waiting for someone to stick a love lock on your very erect microphone. MBK.
It's very erect, can I tell you?
I like it erect.
No,
I like it right near my mouth. Thank you.
Oh, look. We need a boing Take noise a, then, didn't we?
There goes our ratings.
Yeah.
Hey, did you guys like the new intro that we
loved
had for the
it.
Show?
It was stylish.
It was a bit more upbeat, wasn't it?
Who do you have to thank for that, guys?
We've got some great new friends who are in the studio.
Who could talk if they would like to. Hello.
Oh, they're nervous.
Just say something. Come on.
We've got lots of friends.
Shy.
Don't be shy.
Don't be shy.
Hi there.
Oh, so we've got friends.
Yeah, we got friends. Yeah, well, so very good intro. Very good intro.
And now, maybe we could introduce our friends, because this is radio, guys, so we can't actually see who we're talking to.
Okay. Guys, introduce yourself, please.
They don't want it. They want, don't
they're
want to
very
be known.
Nervous.
Silent. And
you're not naked,
away.
They're behind
it's
the scenes.
All right. Far away.
They're behind
say,
the scenes, peeps.
Say something. Yeah. Come on.
Hi there. My name's Ash.
Hello, Ash.
And Ash, did you put together the clip for them?
Yes,
you're
I did.
A very smart cookie.
Fabulous. Now, of course, if anyone wants to tell us what they think about our new intro clip, very swish, of course, you can give us a call on 1300-JOY-949 or SMS Michelle.
0427-JOY-949 or email onair@joy.org.au.
And if you're one of those pretty fabulous social media experts, then you can Facebook us at The Single Life on joy.
Joy.org.au.
Joy94.9.
How long has she been on the radio, Michelle?
It's season 3. I'm getting
so
a bit clapped out.
Goodness gracious. You're listening to The Single Life on Joy 94.9.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
And welcome back to The Single Life on Joy 94.9. And that was a great little Dancy Nancy song, wasn't it?
It's nice. It's getting you into the mood.
Well, it's perfect for a 10 p.m. time slot.
Isn't it?
And I love it. The artists are a mix of Class and Arse, Anaya Day and Ralph Gum.
Isn't it? Oh. Arse and Class.
Arse and Class.
Hey, now, speaking, we're asking a fabulous question tonight, aren't we?
Mm-hmm, we are.
What are you obsessed by?
I'm obsessed with a lot of things.
Same.
2 minute noodles.
Really?
Yeah, a bit.
Can I say chocolate? I'm so boring, but I'm obsessed with chocolate still.
Really?
Yeah.
What about all those kids during the week, One Direction, that obsessed in One Direction? Did anyone get caught up in road traffic issues with that?
Road traffic issues?
No?
No, no. No, oh. No,
I can't. Did you even know that One Direction were in town, people? You're looking at me blank like, who are 1D?
You know what? God. I did. I just didn't know we were going to discuss it tonight.
But people are obsessed in it.
Mm. People are obsessed with it.
And that's, you know, that's an obsession.
Hey, but should we read out the numbers again? 0427JOY949 to SMS us if you've got your an obsession or just... if you're obsessed with something, or call us 1300-JOY949 or email us on air at joy.org.au. We've been hit with a flurry.
Inundated.
People are obsessed with us. Inundated. We are so hot right now. That's all I want to say. Okay.
No.
Do you know what is hot right now? John's T-shirt. I actually love it.
Commit.
Yes. Unlike some people, I dressed for TV, not for radio.
Commit.
Just saying, Michelle. I really love that cat or whatever it is that you're wearing.
John's wearing a T-shirt called Commit because he wants to be in a relationship. But others, like myself, are happy to be single and wear daggy clothes. Anyway, let's read out the SMSs because we've got quite a few.
Yes.
And it's quite untimely that Ash is in here because quite a few of them are about the new intro.
Oh, okay.
I know, like really. Ash, I think you should read the first one.
So we got an email from Jenny from Keysborough. Love the new intro. Great to pep it up for the new time slot.
Mm. See, that's all your hard work.
Oh, wow.
So we're glad you're in here.
Moving
Thank
and
you.
Shaking, that's all I can say. Mm.
Another one from Sally from Kensington. That new intro is da bomb.
Mm. Da bomb.
Da bomb.
Ooh, I think we're pitching to the wrong market.
Oh, yeah. And another one. I love the intro. And Ash sounds sexy. Is he single?
Ooh.
Ash.
Ash, are you single?
No, I'm not.
Oh. You're all boring in here. Oh, we should mention that.
I love it that the straight girl is the only one who's single.
This is just wrong.
all the gays are hooked up. And the single guy's like, I'm on a GLBTI community radio station, still looking for a man.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, the system works, Michelle. Whatever you're doing, you're like the Cupid to the gays. You're like the...
Jeez.
You've got your little flute out and all the gays are following and pairing up behind
you.
Yeah,
but who's helping me? Oh, jeez.
Hey, look, Johnny Lemon. Maybe Johnny Lemon can help you. Because since your Johnny isn't single anymore, maybe you should replace him with a single Johnny. Like me, Johnny Lemon, single man extraordinaire. Relationship retarded and forever alone. Oh, Johnny.
I think we should get Johnny in here because you know what the
Johnny's,
thing is?
Yes?
Anyone that comes in this damn studio in our time slot gets themselves hooked up.
Johnny, do you want to get hooked up? Because I think... the lovely Michelle. There's something about
you.
She's
keen. I can help you.
She's keen.
The only one I can't help is Tanya, and that's why she's not in tonight.
I just love how like we just brushed over the fact that Johnny's trying to push me out of my job.
We're all trying to push you out. You won't move. So there's nothing new, John.
Hey, and another one.
Yeah.
The fabulous Megan has sent one through saying, amusing to hear so far and curious as what it is meant by obsession.
Oh, what is it meant by obsession?
Well, it's when you become transfixed on something, I suppose. I don't know. Obsession.
There's lots of people out there who get obsessed by something that they can't actually have a relationship or function in a relationship anymore.
Mm-hmm. Perhaps because they're a little distracted. Or maybe
potentially.
Maybe they think obsession is a cologne. I don't
By
know.
By Calvin Klein.
No advertising MDK.
Sorry.
Have to point that out.
Now, I'm just trying... I just have to go back a bit because it is all about... obviously, it's all about...
unhealthy obsessions.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And how they cause issues in relationships.
Well, I'm pretty sure your unhealthy obsession of Jason Derulo has actually cost you some airfares across the world from Greece, if I remember correctly.
Oh, my goodness, because of that whole thing, Michelle, that you've talked to us about...
But I wasn't obsessed.
The Greek...
How's this got to do with obsession?
It's not a Greek tragedy, was it, darling? It was your Greek delight.
Like a bit like a Turkish delight, but a Greek one.
But a Grecian one. Your Grecian odyssey, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Well, I don't think that was an obsession.
Okay. So what was it? Exactly.
It was just a love affair with Greece.
So
general.
No obsession.
Not obsessed.
No,
not obsessed.
No Jason Derulo problems.
No.
Okay.
No Jason Derulo problems. I think you've got an obsession though, don't you?
Oh, okay.
With taking selfies. Is that an issue in your relationship?
I'm glad you raised that, Michelle, because there was a lot. There was just before you went overseas, John. You were posting things like the perfect crime, and it was you. And it was so weird, listeners, because there's just this shot of old Smugsy Malone over there, like going, "It's the perfect crime," and I was like missing out on. What did he steal something? And then he was like, "Oh no, it's a selfie."
It's just too many selfies. Does Pete get annoyed by them? Because you are kind of obsessed.
He goes, "Another selfie." He goes, "Are you taking another selfie, John?" And it's like, "Yes."
So this is becoming an issue in your relationship.
And actually, I draw back to the part of the story where I did write the perfect crime.
Yes,
that was actually me photographing myself in the elevator at work, in between two floors. Where then my boss's boss walked in and caught me in the act. And he goes, "Are you taking another selfie, John?" Because he's on my Facebook. And I said, "Yes." And it was very shameful.
Fascinating.
Very marvelous.
I can't stop myself. I need help. I'm too obsessed with it.
Can I say, speaking of selfies, now you know that there's an app called Snapchat. As I called it at work, Snatchchat. I didn't realise. I'm at that age of my life now that I just get it all mixed up. And I didn't realise that sometimes you do see pictures of snatches on Snapchat.
Oh, God. What is Snapchat?
Snapchat is it's an app. Have you not seen it, Michelle?
I don't have an iPhone.
So basically, the darling Ash is now showing. What you
Ash
can do
is... young. Ash is up with all these things.
He's up. Oh, so am I. The homos are as well. So you take a picture and you can send it to someone, but it only lasts for a maximum of 10 seconds.
Oh,
do you know what I mean?
Okay.
So you can
only look at it for 10 seconds, you can only and you look move at it on,
and then it's gone. But you can take a picture of it via your smartphone device.
Yeah. Okay.
So you can see that some people. I've had some hilarious ones, but I have been told by a lot of my single friends or dirty friends that there's a lot of dirty photos that get sent about.
Well, that would be fun.
I got sent a picture of a guy in the toilet. Like, actually, not him on the toilet, but his view of where he was sitting on the toilet. And it was pretty, it was unsettling, I must say.
That's very unsavoury.
Yeah, very unsavoury. I don't want to know your business.
I want you to use Snapchat for the correct use it was sent for.
Oh, God.
Very
You've
unsavoury.
Taken this show to a whole new level. People, you've been listening to The Single Life on Joy 94.9.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Welcome back to The Single Life, where we're talking unhealthy obsessions.
Oh, my goodness.
Lots of people have obsessions with, back in the day, Backstreet Boys.
I'm always...
No? What
I'm
about
torn.
Cher? Cher was on there as
Cher.
Well.
Cher. I'm Cher, bitch. We did a Cher, can I say? We did the Cher Affair. Usually on The Affair at 6 p.m. Saturday nights with my co-host, Brett.
It's a great show, by the way.
I know, and I'll be plugging it again before the 11 o'clock. And can I say... Very excitable homosexuals and lesbians out there over Cher. Everyone just loves Cher. That's a little bit of an obsession of mine. I do love Cher.
Really?
Yeah, love Cher.
You
like
don't
60
dress up?
Cher. No, because
like
I'm
Cher.
Not.
You're not.
You,
okay.
Like, you know who I think, John? Do you know who I think would do a fabulous Cher?
Who?
I'm looking at her now.
Oh,
you
my God.
You do 70s Cher because you're so tall. And you've got a great body, Michelle.
Yeah, but not the voice.
She's Amazonian.
No,
she's...
doll, you'd lip sync.
Yeah, okay. Mm. No, there was one clip where she was on the boat or something, wasn't she? The ship or something surrounded by all those men.
Well, that sounds like
that
you.
Sounds like what something that I would like.
Hey,
Yeah,
we've got quite a few messages.
I know.
What's tonight about?
It's the 10 p.m. time slot.
It's you, Brett. It's you. I just want to say it's you.
Maybe it is. No, I think it's this fabulous show with the 10 p.m. time slot.
I know,
we're rocking.
I love it. Well, Johnny's SMS'd in again.
Yes.
He's really keen to take over John's spot. Johnny, where were you about 3 weeks ago when I was looking for new people?
When did this happen?
I sent the call out. You weren't here.
Holidays.
You're on holidays. I wanted to get rid of you before you came back.
That's so rude.
Johnny says, no way. I don't want to be hooked up at all. And yes, I'm totally trying to replace John. Oh, we need to get him in. We need him in.
Hey, Megan's replied as well, and she said, I'm curious to whether my Iron Maiden or Legend of Zelda fandom counts. Don't want to say obsessed. Megan, it sounds like a bit of a dirty obsession, but I do like the Legend of Zelda.
I don't even know what The Legend of Zelda is.
But and the games are always in that same format. I love it when he holds up his sword. Do-do-do-do. There, that's all.
Is it a computer game?
Yeah.
You know, Sci-Fi and Scream, guys, is having this grid off.
Oh, okay.
Isn't it?
Next.
Okay.
Yeah, hey. Megan, you've called in for the wrong show.
Hey.
Yeah.
Michelle. Oh. This is obviously a message for you.
Yes. Melina said Mykonos is so gay friendly. Did, I know.
Did you? You went to Mykonos,
didn't
you?
I was there for a week. Loved it.
But you said the gays in Mykonos are like super gay.
They're out of control. Like, they're amazing. They're like models. Oh, they're all models. They're chiseled. All tanned.
Yeah.
I did offend one. I said to him, oh, God, you haven't been out in the sun. You're very pale. And he was so offended. Because they're all very, very into their looks. So the poor man. But anyway, yeah, it is very gay friendly.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone get over there. Get over there. I'm not obsessed.
I love
get
it.
Over
anyone
there.
Get over there. Get now. Over there now. Get on the boat.
Hey, oh, my God. Tim's date has a... He's just SMS'd in and said, oh, my God, my date has just ended. Can't wait to see you to tell you that I'll see you guys next week. Love, Tim.
I know. We didn't tell everyone that Tim's not in here tonight because he's on a date. Mm. See, everyone that comes in here gets hooked up.
The system works.
I know.
It does.
Mm. I hope he's not taking... he didn't take his date to a backpackers like Tam did the other week.
I'm not even going to go there because I'll offend
someone.
Can I say,
though, like, I wouldn't be offended by seeing Irish guys running nudie up and down a hall.
Yeah.
In fact, I think I might promote it.
I think, you know, for the game.
Ash
man,
is not in his feature on you, Ash.
Mind you, Ash has been doing nudie Snapchats.
Oh, yes. So filthy.
Craig, this is what your boyfriend gets up to when you're out of the room. Goodness.
Extremely filthy.
Hey, we're still asking the question, aren't we, guys? What is your obsession? SMS us on 0427JOY949. Email us on air at joy.org.au or call us on 1300JOY949.
I once had an obsession. The gym. I used to spend about, I reckon, 5 hours a day there.
No,
yes,
really?
Yes. I was full on obsessed.
She kept trying
so
to
you
get...
can't have a relationship when you do that, can you?
She kept trying to get me into that bloody gym at the beginning of our first season. Go to the gym, John. You're fat. You're fat.
I never said you're fat.
Do you know what? In all fairness, she's never called you fat.
No, I know. I know. I was maybe
you know, a little bit out of shape,
exaggerating,
but not
slightly.
Fat.
Just a bit podgy.
How dare you? How dare you turn the listeners against me? But yeah, if you get obsessed in something to the point where you can't function, but you can't have social outings or whatever because your obsession becomes your life, then forget it. You can't have a relationship.
Well, I mean, are you having the relationship with the obsession?
Yes, probably.
You're giving
maybe
all
that's filling a void.
That is filling the
void. You're giving all your energy away.
Do you
away?
Have a big void to fill, Michelle?
I think I do.
Massive.
Once again, this show's not about me.
And I think it's...
Are you sure? Because I've heard it before and it has been quite about you, some of the show.
People, you've been listening to The Single Life on Joy 94.9.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Oh, welcome back to The Single Life.
I was
going to
say, bloody better be her first, seeing that she just had a show half an hour ago. Oh, lordy, lordy.
Bless.
Hey, guys.
The SMS.
Are you normally so swamped with messages?
It's embarrassing. They're coming through thick and fast. It's like we're making them up, but we're not.
I think it's because we've got our fantastic...
Don't laugh. We actually aren't.
No, I know.
Which is a silly thing.
Look, I think this orgasm of messages can solely be attributed to our office admin person out the front, Jerry. I think we've
can
got
I
to give
say,
him some creds. He's
you
cranking
know,
it.
You know, not so long ago, I used to have a show called Catching Up on 9 p.m. on it. Tuesday night. And can I say, Jerry is so fantastic here at Joy. All the Joy volunteers are so fantastic.
Mm. Yeah, he's very
Jerry.
He's very efficient. He gets the job done,
he
I've
does.
Got to say. And he does it with flair, I've got to say.
He
that,
does.
That man has style. So,
enough about Jerry. Let's talk about the SMSs that are coming, people. Jeez. Jerry's got enough of a plug.
And back to Michelle.
So I'd like to read some SMSs that have come in. One here from Anonymous says they're embarrassed to say, but they're obsessed by Grindr.
I think most homosexuals are nowadays, aren't they? Yes.
As long as you're...
Ash was nodding his head. That's the young person in the room.
As long as you're converting...
Who is, mind, can I just say, in a relationship. Yes. So what does that say?
You've got to convert those grinder minutes into like, hookup minutes, I've got to say. You can't.
Sorry,
just,
what's grinder minutes and hookup minutes?
You know,
what's
like,
that?
If you're spending, like, 5 minutes on grinder, you've got to convert that into a lay. Like, pretty much.
Brett's been in a relationship for a long time.
Say, I've been sleeping with the same man for 13 and a half years.
Oh,
what's Grindr?
Oh, God. Oh, it's a show of education.
But I do know Snapchat.
Snapchat?
Well, that's the young people in the room. Well, not just this young person. But the young people at work have shown me how to use Snapchat. Mm. Yes.
Well, I'm not into Snapchat.
No, you should. You're a single girl.
Can I just say... Yes. Johnny, not our Johnny, but yes. Johnny Lemon.
Yes.
He's got a bit of run for his money.
Yes.
Megan
yes.
here saying, I need to come in so I can get hooked up.
Oh.
It's a bit of a competition.
I know. So should we have like a wrestle between Johnny and Megan?
That'd be awesome.
We could get the jelly pit out. We can just pull it out from the last show. Dolly, I think Dolly had one on standby in Studio 2.
She
ready to
did,
go.
Actually. It was all raring to go. Hey, so what? Oh my goodness! I can't believe this. Daniel has just sent through a message saying, "Hi guys, I'm obsessed with Tumblr. Great
Tumblr.
Show, smiley face." Oh, Daniel, we're obsessed with you.
Tumblr
isn't that the photo?
Yeah.
App? Is it Ash speaking into the microphone, darling?
You are
on the radio.
The young person.
Sorry, he's dropping off. It's getting a bit late.
I know.
Yes, Tumblr is the social application for sharing photos.
Oh, okay.
There we go.
Wow.
I thought that was the other thing.
Expert in the room.
I have recently discovered the beauty of using filters when taking photos, like in my selfies.
Yes.
And I must say, I'm getting a lot more positive feedback now that I'm using filters.
Yes.
And I think Tumblr might be the place for me. I might find a home then, maybe one day.
Yeah.
Stop taking selfies.
That's John's obsession, obviously.
Sean from South Bank says, I used to be obsessed and play with the computer game World of Warcraft. I was single throughout the time.
Me too. And I was single throughout the time. Oh, I became single, actually, when I became obsessed with World of Warcraft, or WoW, as we like to call it
in
the gaming
on the
world.
Upside, Sean says he had a good time and he saved loads of money.
Oh, I hope he leveled up.
He lives in South
Bank. Good characters.
Very expensive apartments.
He can't leave because it's so expensive. Oh, Johnny's SMS through. He says, I am sick and obsessed with my Xbox, therefore I have no time for dating.
Xbox.
Yet you have time to come in here, Johnny.
Mm.
He says, this is a weird one. I'm also obsessed with licking the batteries from smoke detectors.
Oh, 9 volt?
The kind that shock your tongue.
Are they 9 volt? I used to do that as a kid. Maybe that explains a lot of things, yeah.
Oh,
John, that's just not right.
I lived in the country. Come on, you've got to give me some
nothing
slack.
Else better to do. Oh,
I was bored.
And a note from Jerry. He says, Jerry rocks.
Jerry
says,
does
Jerry.
Rock.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jerry. See, that was a worthwhile Jerry-related plug.
Shall we ask the question one more time? Because we're getting flooded in tonight. I just come to your show once. This is what happens. Goodness.
Next week when there's no SMSs in, I'll be kicking John out, getting Brett in.
We've just got to fill your chasm, MDK. It just needs to be filled with messages.
It does. Your like void. Chasm. Your void. Not chasm. She had a void to fill. Hey, look, we asked... the question, what are you obsessed with? SMS us on 0427-JOY-949. Call us. Jerry is standing by to take your call, 1300-JOY-949, or email us on air at joy.org.au. Obsessions. Now, we haven't really heard about your obsessions, Michelle.
Yeah, the gym, remember? That's it.
Yeah,
I'm not obsessed.
Just the gym.
Yeah, I'm not
That's
obsessed
crap.
By...
Give us something
I'm not
better
obsessed
than that.
By the gym anymore. I can't be bothered.
No, I don't believe it,
Give
John.
Us something
Do you believe
better?
It?
No, that's, no, it's just crap.
No.
That's just a cellophane response.
I
Give
used
us
to
the
be
good stuff.
I
Come
used
on.
To be obsessed in New Kids on the Block.
Really?
Yeah, when I was younger.
Okay.
Gold.
Oh, yeah.
This is gold.
But I can't remember the name of the one I liked. And then I was obsessed in Take That.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we all were.
Robbie Williams, Gary Barlow.
That was a band in the 90s, darling. Yeah. You probably don't know that.
And I really love that song they did with Lulu. I love that song they did with Lulu.
Relight My Fire. Mm, oh, I wish we could play it.
Shall I? Oh, maybe I'll go through. Let me see. I might have it.
Oh, do it.
Dig through the
collection. That'll get me up and going. Dancing Like a Nancy.
Mm. Nancy Dancing.
I know.
Dancy Nancy.
Oh, Dancy Nancy.
Good. Oh, FFS. I just can't get it right tonight.
Now, I do like something I think you're both obsessed with, mm-hmm. personally. Mm-hmm. I think you're both obsessed with calling each other initial nicknames.
Mm. Yeah. JPW, MDK.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't do that though.
That's Why? Happening.
Because mine's BES.
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 Ooh, I know. Yeah, that's a bit
not
of an
great.
Ouchie. It's an ouchie.
It's not great. It's not great. What's yours, Ash?
Mine would be APM.
Oh, see, that's pretty cool. I like yeah. APM.
So, no, it sounds like a retirement for old people.
I can assure you.
That's APR. Okay. So we've had a few more little SMSs.
Yes.
Oh, Melina says, imagine Grindr on Mykonos. Try it. Beware of phone meltdown.
Okay.
I was travelling with a few people that were on that app in Mykonos.
Yes.
Yeah, they had a fun time. I didn't really see them that much.
And your battery would like last 6 seconds, wouldn't it? It would just burn out. Your phone would just catch on fire.
It would.
It would just be so stressed. You'd just need a Bex and a lie down.
Oh, bless Chappelle's SMS to sit. Oh, Chappelle, you are up all hours, aren't you, darling? Sounding great, guys. Loving the show. We love Chappelle. She's great. Chappelle is on at 5 p.m. on Saturday nights before I'm on at The Affair on Saturday nights at 6 p.m.
Oh. Brett, what are you talking about this week, this coming week
we
on your show?
We are talking
on The Affair.
About love. We are doing The Love Affair. But don't think it's about kissy-kissy. It's about love in general. We might even feature an old TV show. But all our songs, the other Brett and myself, we always split the songs. He always chooses three, I always choose three.
Yeah.
So it's all a variety of different love songs. But he's not very lovey. So he could be the anti-love in the love affair on Saturday night.
He could play all the breakup music. It sounds appropriate.
Well, it could be. Mm. It could be. You're listening to The Single Life on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Whatever happened to Gina G?
Oh, I don't know. She ended up on some reality show, I think.
Gina G, actually, it's quite interesting you say this, because she actually entered for UK's entrant of Eurovision in the 90s with...
Abba.
Just a little bit.
A little bit more.
A little bit more. Mm. And speaking of which, we've got some final messages. What's with tonight's show?
Just a little bit more.
Everyone's loving the new time slot. That's what it is.
It is, isn't it, guys?
I think it was the opener. I really do. I think it was all about the opener. It was good, 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 and then just got better. That's
no,
all
we
I have
can
to
thank
say.
Ash for that.
So what are our listeners telling us?
Well, add to my obsession list, Orange Juice, Lindsay Lohan and Bubble Butts. And that was by Daniel Smiley Face again.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it would have been great if we could have played that Bubble Butt song.
Love a good Bubble Butt.
Has anyone heard it? We'll play it next week.
Okay.
We'll play it next week.
Yeah.
Brady says, great show. So much better at this new time slot. Oh, totally agree, Brady.
Absolutely. Hey, the wonderful Luke Gallagher has actually sent through a message and said, oh my God, Brett, I didn't realise you were the one. No, this is my co-host, the other Brett, on The Affair on Saturday nights on Joy 94.9, 6 p.m, about recording his own singing into a cassette recorder. It was actually my co-host. It was hilarious. I had no idea Brett was going to tell that story, and it was hysterical. And it's actually on our podcast, which you can podcast from joy.org.au/theaffair.
The Affair.
Have I plugged myself enough tonight?
I know. Or if you want to listen to our podcast, Johnny, what do people do?
joy.org.au/singlelife. All of our podcasts are there, except for anything past July. I just have to say that. But they are coming.
Oh, bless.
They are fabulous and excellent shows. You must listen.
Can I say thank you so much? I've had an absolute ball tonight.
Mm-hmm. We're sad that it's come to an end.
I know, it's so quick.
Happened?
Always happens with a good show. Just disappears.
I know.
Got to meet Ash as well.
Ash might be popping in regularly here and there. Not that he speaks. Speak for us, Ash, so people know that you're still here.
I'll be around.
He's a
goodness.
Very quiet one.
Well, that's it for another week on The Single Life. Join us next week, Tuesday, 10 p.m., new time slot. Brand new intro. We'll have Tim and Tanya back because Brett's going to be leaving us.
Oh, I'll be back soon, though. And you know what? Back. You'll probably hear John and Michelle on The Affair from time to time as well.
Love it.
That's an invite.
Yeah. Hmm. Anytime, guys.
Well, thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being on the show, people.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.